Joining us on the line now from the UK is Lucy Thomas, a 14-year-old singer who appeared on ITV's The Voice Kids and was immediately offered a recording contract. Her new single, Starlight, is an original song from the forthcoming new musical, Rosie. Her debut album, Premiere, is a collection of hit songs from recent musical films and shows, such as The Greatest Showman, Beauty and the Beast, and Dreamgirls. Lucy was recently invited to perform at a gala charity event at Kensington Palace, hosted by His Royal Highness Prince Harry. Good morning, Lucy.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm all right, thank you. It's great to chat with you. Thanks so much for joining us. And congratulations, your first album out.
Oh, I know. Oh, it feels amazing. It doesn't feel real. It's something that I've dreamt of for ages, and I just can't believe it's all happening now.
I bet. It must seem so surreal. I mean, even being on the show, I know you were saying when you were singing there, it's for people who haven't seen The Voice, just explain the concept, how it works, because you're performing to people's backs at the beginning, aren't you?
Yeah, so for the first stage, you've got to go on to the stage with the judges facing the other way on the big red chairs, and you've got a minute and a half to sing your heart out, and if the chairs turn, then you proceed to the next round and you get to be on one of the coaches' teams, but if not, then you're out of the competition. So it's quite a scary round, to be honest, because you're just hoping that the chairs will turn, and then after that there's the battle, so you get paired with other people and you've got to battle against them. So it's quite harsh, really.
Oh, definitely, because you've no idea what the judges are thinking at the beginning. So until they turn round, or unless they turn round, you've just got no idea what's going to happen.
Yeah, because you don't know what they want, or if they've got someone like you already in the team. So no one knows, and that was what's scary about it, because people were saying to me, oh, you never know, if they don't turn, it just might have been because someone just like you had just been on, or it was really unknown.
So what happened then? Who turned round?
So Danny Jones from McFly turned round, and then Pixie Lott did.
Oh, fantastic. So who did you end up going with? What happened in the next stage?
So I went with Team Danny, mainly because I think we have stuff in common, because he lives in Bolton, which is quite close to where I live. Plus, I go to my singing lessons there, and he enjoys rugby, and I enjoy rugby, and it just kind of worked out. And I thought he was really down to earth and a nice person, which he is. So that then took me to the battles, which I was placed with two other people, and then had to sing against them. And then luckily, I got through to the next round after that, and I got picked as the winner out of that battle.
Fantastic. And you got through to the semis, or were you not? You were knocked out in the semis, weren't you?
Yeah, knocked out in the semis just before the final, which was really gutting. And it was hard to take, but you've just got to keep on going, which I did. And the morning after was tough. I felt quite low and just very weak. But then a week later, I was back singing again and back onto it, and it just makes you stronger.
And you've done really, really well since, haven't you? What, tell us about your journey since The Voice.
Yes, well, I can't really believe it, but I was given the opportunity to make an album. So I was given a record deal by Chris Broom, who's in charge of Cavendish Records, which I couldn't believe it. So that's what I've been doing now. I've been in the recording studio a lot. And then now the recording's over and it's out, I'm now doing lots of interviews and things for the promotion side of it. So, yeah, I've got a lot going on.
And what's it been like recording an album? What happens with that?
Well, because I'm still in year 10, so I've been going after school straight to Bolton to record, which was tiring. And it's not as easy as people think. It's not just going singing a song, because it's everything else behind it. So I've had the best people to work with possible, and without it, it wouldn't have been an enjoyable experience. So yeah, I'm really lucky.
And tell us about your recent appearance singing at Kensington Palace. I've seen a photo with you and David Walliams, which is lovely.
Oh, I know. that was quite surreal. Yeah, I went down on a little minibus with some other people who were chosen from the youth zone, and then as they were entering the dinner, I was singing whilst they were walking down the red carpet. You could see all the people in the posh dresses. It was good fun.
So who did you get to meet? What celebrities?
So I met David Williams, who was really friendly. And I did meet Prince Harry, but I didn't actually manage to talk to him because I was singing, actually, when he came in, and he was kind of escorting a different way to everybody else. But most of the people there were, like, just high-profile people, you know, like entrepreneurs and things like that. So it was really weird being there in front of all those people.
And was it nervous for you? Do you get nervous performing in front of certain people?
Yeah, well, I've had a lot of experience, so the nerves I can control now just about after 7 years. But I was nervous for that. For the big things, I get nervous for. And funny enough, for little things like in front of friends, like school, that's what I get most nervous for. Over going on TV, singing in my hall in front of the whole school gets me more nervous.
Really? That's interesting. Why do you think that is?
I don't know, because people at school are all really supportive, but it just, probably because you've got to see them the next day. And
yeah.
I don't know. Everyone's really nice about it anyway. I don't know why I get nervous, but...
Oh, I'm so glad everyone's being nice. So all your friends are really supportive and encouraging, are they?
Yeah, two of my friends came down to London to the recordings of The Voice, plus my two music teachers from school. So, yes, I was quite lucky, actually.
Oh, fantastic. So what's next for you then? I know it's all about the album at the moment. Are you just concentrating on that at the moment, or have you got big plans?
Well, I'm just concentrating on this at the moment, and then I've got my GCSEs, so I've got to try and stay focused with that. And hopefully in the future, I'd love to be in the West End. So whatever opportunities arise, really, I'll take, and I'll just see what path it leads me down. I've got nothing really planned. I'm just enjoying the moment, and then hopefully something else will come.
Yeah, oh, good for you. I wondered when you first sort of started singing, how it all happened, and it was one of your first sort of performing moments was singing at your grandma's 60th birthday, is that right?
Yeah. Well, I was seven, and it was her birthday party, and I just thought, oh, I'll give them a song. So I sung a bit of Adele, and it went down quite well, and everyone was singing along. And then my godmother said to my mum, oh, you know, yeah, you should get her singing lessons, because it's something I enjoyed to do, just for fun. So then it got more serious as the years went on, and I did more concerts, and I've just loved it more and more every day, and then now it's something I do daily.
Fantastic. Well, if people want to get a copy, your album is now out. It's called Premiere. Where's the best place for people to buy it, Lucy?
It's on all music platforms, and you can get it from my website, lucythomasmusic.com. And then it would be great if you could follow me on Spotify as well, just put in Lucy Thomas, and also social medias like Facebook. That would be great.
Fantastic. Lucy Thomas and the website lucythomasmusic.com. Lucy, thank you so much for joining us, and best of luck with the new album and your future.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you. We've got Starlight here to play by 14-year-old Lucy Thomas.
Now twilight has faded, the air seems so clear. Softly and gently, the night sky appears. Here in the shadows, I feel so alone and long for the day I won't be on my own. I look to the someone somewhere dreams of me too, and far in the distance I imagine he's there, patiently waiting for the love we will share.
Incredible 14-year-old Lucy Thomas there with Starlight from her debut album Premiere.